Let's go to London now. Rod Little is with us. And hello, Rod. So tell us about the UK ambassador to Brussels. Hasn't moved there yet.
No, he's decided not to. He was appointed to the job 7 months ago, but Sir Tim Barrow has yet to move to Brussels. I don't blame him. It's an awful place. I don't know if you've ever been there, mate. He's decided to sort of pop over every now and again on the Eurostar and then to come back for weekends with his family. And this is supposedly hurting our ability to negotiate a proper remove from the European Union. But I find it hard to blame the man. That's Sir Tim Barrow.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know who would want to go to Brussels, actually. I've been there once. It's a dog of a place. It's an awful place.
It's
the worst city I've actually ever been to.
Place.
Yeah, I mean, Bruges, apparently down the road from us. Yeah, I don't know why you want to go.
There's Norilsk in Russia, which has been poisoned by nickel mining. That's probably slightly worse than Brussels. But there's not much in it, you know?
No. Nothing to do there, apart from drink beer. I was saying that they tell me is it Bruges down the road a little bit, half an hour down the road. It's very nice, very pleasant. But
lovely, beautiful place. Yes. Very good. Yeah.
Now, tell us about Theresa May. She's launched an investigation into the horrific and shocking abuse suffered by parliamentary candidates.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Politics is getting more and more febrile and nasty in this country, and there have been numerous accounts of politicians being threatened with their lives, subjected to racist, anti-Semitic abuse, to violence, to threats on their life, and so on, particularly in the run-up to the last election. I was talking to a Conservative guy who lost the seat, where I live actually, in Canterbury, who said that no one dare put a Conservative poster up in their window because it would be smashed. And indeed, the one person who did had their window smashed, and he was spat at and kicked. But also from the left, you know, there's Diane Abbott, who complains that she gets racist abuse every day of the week, which is odd because Diane is black, and that's cool and fine. The only thing about her which is great is that she's black and cool and fine. Otherwise, she's a pretty awful woman, and has been racist in the past towards white people. But there is a real problem here, and it goes back a year to when Joe Cox, 2 years to when Joe Cox was murdered on the eve of the 2015 election by a mad right-wing lunatic. So MPs are really running scared at the moment.
Thank you, Rod. Good to talk to you. That is Rod Little in London.